Come out now, little human. You do not have to be scared of me. Come out, wherever you are. Oh, I know that you're in here. You know, if you wanted to come to my room this badly, you should have just asked. Oh, what a shame. You know, I really don't feel like tearing up this whole place. I would have to clean up so much tomorrow. Come on, you should really face the facts. One way or the other, I'm going to find you. And I am going to take you. But it isn't all bad. Luckily for you, I pity your situation. And if you come out, I'll go easy on you. I promise. Oh? Really? You actually chose under the bed? Oh, sweetie. If I didn't care about the place, you know I would have lifted that thing up with one hand and grabbed you with the other. You know, the good news is, since I didn't wreck this place, we have a comfy and nice little bed to have some fun on. Get the fuck on the bed. Good boy, see? I'm going to be honest. I was not expecting to have to chase you. If you had behaved, I might have just blown off some steam and let you go after the party. But no. The big scary hellhound is going to rape me and force me to be with her. Forever. You think I wanted as many people at my dorm? Those ears of mine are sensitive. And all this noise is pissing me off. But we do have something in common. You know, I didn't realize it at first. But I cleared my head a little when I was hunting you. You don't want to be here either, is that right? I figured, little human. I've been going to that room for so long, I forgot why I started to go here in the first place. If I wanted to ignore everyone, I could have just stayed here. But no partygoer in their right mind would go here, especially not someone that's shy and actually fun to play with. You know, most drunken couples barely make it 5 feet without prying each other's clothes off. Meaning the farther away from the crowd you are, the less people there are. This room is just perfect to find a cute boy who doesn't want anything to do with the party. Now don't try lying, my little boy. I saw the look in your eyes when you noticed me. You were scared, all right, but not in a way that you thought you were going to get hurt. You were scared because of what happens when a monster like me gets their claws around a little boy like you. Is that right now? Good, good. So, are you going to be a good little boy and let me claim you? Or are you going to make another run for the door? Let me get something clear, little boy. I am taller, stronger, and faster than you will ever be. I could wake up tomorrow and you could be on the run halfway across the state. And I would find you within an hour, and then you would learn what it truly means to be broken. You wouldn't want that now, would we? Okay, now I'm going to take off my clothes and have my way with you. Do you understand, little boy? Good boy. Now then, let me put on a show for you, okay? Do you like it? I sure hope so. You know, normally I would rip off what I'm wearing, but I honestly like this shirt. Now do you like what you see, little human? My perfect, toned body? A nice mix of soft skin and hard muscles. You know, I think my abs could deflect bullets. Oh, sweetie, you like them, don't you? No. Oh, you secretly want me to overpower you, is that right? You are just a little slut. I bet if I let you go now, you would run back to your dorm and paint the walls white thinking about me. So what if I don't have a bra on? You're lucky I wore panties. Honestly, if my body wasn't in a natural state of heat, I wouldn't wear them. But because I'm constantly dripping, I have to. Yeah, you heard me right. Constant heat. Hellhounds have wills to rival the gods. When we were created in hell, they failed to tame us. We don't have moments of clarity, darling. We are either horny, less horny, or very horny. Listen, the only thing keeping me from going feral is societal standards. And there are moments where that doesn't stop us. From the look in your eyes, I think you know what I'm referring to. First day of the first semester. You know, I knew that hellhound. Her name was Jill. She didn't really care about this place. And honestly, I don't blame her. The only reason why I'm still here is because I want to find a human like you. You think I'm desperate. You should see her normally. The story pretty much goes like this. She wanted to completely destroy the guy she decided to claim. So the week before class, she goes cold turkey with anything sexual. There's a reason why the government wanted to pass a law stating that hellhounds have to masturbate at least once a day. I'm sure you know the rest. One second, it's a normal day and the next 300 pounds of muscle and raw sexual aggression slam into a random guy in the courtyard. I know Jill dropped out soon after, but I'm not sure about her new husband. I don't really pay attention in class. When I get bored, I get horny, so keeping me entertained is virtually a requirement. But it's enough talking about my kind. I can see that you are already bulging. Did all my talk get you turned on? Good, very good. I hope you didn't like those, because there's no salvaging them now. Alright, now lie back. Do it, or I'll pin you down. Good boy, good boy. Your cock looks so good, little human. I think I'll have a taste now, okay? Oh dear. Was one really greedy enough to make you moan? Oh. Did I not tell you all? My body gets hotter the more I want someone sexually. The thing is that no matter how hot I get, you won't get burned. Don't worry about that. Heat will be converted into pleasure, and you will practically melt. Now do me a favor, little boy. And try not to release all of your cum yet, alright? Oh, you taste so fucking good. You know, I love the way your entire body shatters whenever I go all the way down. How does my throat feel? Is it intense? Can barely speak. Look at that. Oh. so much pre-cum. I'm going to suck the cum right out of your balls. Are you getting close, darling? All right. How about a little wager? I'm going to take your cock all the way inside my mouth. And I'm going to suck and suck and suck all of your tasty cum up. Now, if you can pry my mouth off your cock, I'll let you go. No strings attached. Okay. Then, good luck to you, little human. Delicious. I will admit now, you put up a good fight at first. You got right up to the edge and tried your best to pull me off. But then your sweet, sweet cum started to shoot down my throat. You were spasming and driving in pleasure for the first few seconds. And then I saw you lie there whimpering. You didn't think orgasms could last that long, did you? It's not that hard, really. Just apply a steady amount of pressure and give enough pleasure so that you release a steady stream of cum for me. It also helps that I'm literally the physical incarnation of lust. But only a little bit. You know, that was fun, but I'm not done yet. Those panties are fucking ruined. You know, I like this situation. You could barely comprehend your last orgasm yet. And here you are, still harder than diamonds. That's what's so good about fucking monster girls. We can give pleasure beyond your wildest dreams and make it last far longer. In return, we take a little bit of spirit energy from you. You'll feel tired, but it won't harm. In fact, you'll have the best sleep of your life when I'm done with you. Now that reminds me, don't even think about trying to be the big spoon. While I do like the idea that you face me when we are cuddling, if it comes down to it, I want to completely cover you. I will dominate you in every aspect of your life. And in return, you will feel loved and protected. There is not a force that can stop my kind. And anyone who thinks different clearly needs their head to get smashed in a wall in order to kickstart whatever clearly stopped working in their head. But back to the matter at hand, okay? You can barely move, and while I see that you're still conscious because of your eyes, you can only make adorable whimpers when responding. Such an adorable, defenseless little human. This is why you don't run from a hellhound. We always get what we want, because nothing can stop us. And right now, I want you inside of me, okay? Oh, come on, little human. Yeah, this is good. Oh, fuck yes. That got the reaction out of you. You look so fucking hot on me. Fuck it. Oh. I felt your tongue go limp when it touched mine. You love me dominating your mouth, don't you? I bet you will love this too, okay? Yeah. How'd you like that? As every slam sends a shockwave of pleasure throughout your body. I go up slowly and just come down with all my might. My cunt squeezing and gripping your cock in the process. My heat causing your cock to tingle. You're getting overwhelmed. The pleasure is completely dominating your senses. And I can see that you're loving every second of it. There is nowhere you would rather be right now, is there? Nowhere. Do you want me to go faster? Is that what you want? No problem, this is nothing. How's this now? Up and down and up and down and up and down. My womb is practically sucking on your cock. My insides grip and stroke. Your entire cock is being assaulted with pleasure you can't comprehend. This is only the tip of the iceberg, my little human. If I wanted to, I could make you come 100 times in a second. You would be shooting dust before you know it. Your sensitive cock becoming more and more sensitive as your refractory period is removed. All right, it's time to finish this, okay? Okay, my little human. God, your dick is fucking great. Are you going to come, little human? Are you? I'm going to come too. Are you ready now? I'm going to drain every last drop of cum from your balls until you're dry. Come on, little human, come. Come now. Now that was something. Are you alright, human? I'm sorry about not being gentle. Here, let me get off of you. You're shivering, darling. Such a weak thing. Come here, okay? Let my warmth soothe you. You're safe in my arms, you know that? I could get used to that. But I think I might take things a little bit slower next time. Because I definitely overdid it right now. What was that, little one? Oh, sweetie. I love you too, little human. You know, we'll be together forever. Because nothing will dare take you from me. What I said earlier wasn't entirely truthful. Sure, I do have a high sex drive. But there's one thing that overpowers those urges. And that is the urge to make sure that the man I love is okay. You know, from now on, I'll make sure not to be too rough. I was just having a bad day, okay? I don't ever want to hurt my little human. If you ever feel unsafe around me, please tell me. I won't be mad, okay? Okay, good. I know that I can be scary and intense, but those are things that I have trouble noticing on my own. The thing about being a hellhound is that, well, no one really cares enough to tell me I should calm down. The other hellhounds I know are mostly the same, but when they find husbands, they learn. It's only natural. And the thing I said before about dominating you completely, that's not the best way to look at it. Sure, I'm naturally strong-willed, but what I mean is that I'll be with you in all those aspects of your life. Whatever you do, I won't turn you away. Ever. I don't want my little human to get sad or hurt. What I'm trying to say is that I love you with my entire being. And while I'm the one who wears the pants in this relationship, I'm willing to gift you the devotion my creators couldn't earn. I love you, my little human. I love you so much. Good night now.